Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, God damn it. Hold on. I'm going to play the intro.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Betting Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Seth and Ronnie, and with me, as always, is nobody right this time. Got issues with people trying to call in, got issues with people not being able to take it, and a whole bunch of other shit. But we should be getting other people coming in fairly shortly. But till right now, it is me. It is I. I am by myself for the time being. And with that being said, if you are new to the show, welcome, welcome, one and all, to the show that never ends. Because that's, God forbid, we never, ever end this goddamn show. If you are new, this is The Betting Window, where we dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting. On tonight's show, we talk about the baseball is finally heating up. I can say it. We can talk about the NFL completely screwing up. Christian will have his thoughts on the college football playoffs as well as much, much more. But with that being said, I believe this is officially final. Yes, it is. The Yankees officially get Juan Soto for five players. That's exactly what I expected them to give up. Okay. Yeah, guess what? That's a fair fucking trade. I don't know why you got Trent Grisham, because that makes no sense, but trying to get everybody in. Actually did this before the show actually begun, but you know, beggars can't be choosers, and so figure. So yeah, Juan Soto is officially a Yankee. Trent Grisham to the Yankees with Juan Soto for Michael King, Drew Thorpe, John Bitt, Randy Vasquez, and Kyle Igashioka. Not a surprise. Sorry, call that number. Now, what does this mean? It means a lot of things, actually. Sorry, I don't mean to have dead air. What does this mean? Well, it means a lot of things, because the Yankees have now gotten the best lot. There you are.
I finally figured it out after Skype butt-fucked me over this stupid thing.
You say, turn down your microphone a little bit. Holy shit.
Well, no, I don't know how to change that setting. So
no, you're better now. You're better. You came in hot and loud.
Yeah, well, fuck Skype tonight. It's acting like a. Yeah, well, it is.
Well, I was bringing up the first bit of news today, and boy, is it some bit of news.
What do we got?
The because, hold on, let me actually set this up. Turn that up. That needs to be turned up more. I wish I could get the Stone Cold Steve Austin one, but breaking news, Juan Soto is officially a Yankee.
Is it official?
5-2.
Yeah, and it was, they got Trent Grisham in the deal, too.
Oh, yeah, like that meant anything.
Well, no, they had to take him.
Yeah, so Juan Soto and Trent Grisham to the Yankees for Michael King, Drew Thorpe, Bert Bito, Randy Vasquez, and Kyle Higashio.
So basically they got rid of their catcher.
No, well, for Austin Wells. I mean, they're pretty much trading a catcher for Austin Wells.
Well, Austin Wells was going to start more likely going to start the season with the Yanks anyway.
Yeah, but that is a deal that's not fleecing anybody, and it's a good deal for a one-year deal.
It's not a fleecing fuck.
No.
Trademarked.
No. Oh, sorry. You turn around and be like, oh, well, they want 7 players.
Well, originally they did.
Yeah, and they weren't going to get it. Five for two for a rental is the right move.
Well, you know what? And somebody said this in the on Twitter. They said he might like it here, and he might say, "Fuck it, I want to stay here."
Well, then again, the funny part is people are joking around. Okay, yeah, rent in the Bronx, buying Queens.
Oh, trust me, when I got something to say to some meth, I'm going to call out some people on Facebook that gave me some shit. But when we get to that, I just need 5 minutes. That's all I need.
Let's see if the Yankees getting them adjusted this odds at all. And boy, did it.
Well, I mean, you're getting a guy that's basically 25 years old, who's basically hasn't even touched his prime yet. And with that short right field porch, you could probably notch 45 to 50 home runs in there.
And the Yankees, honest to God, for outfield, need one, can go for one more.
Well, no, because right now, if you think about it, Trent Grisham could play center.
Grisham's not going to stay. Grisham's going to be gone. I can tell you that right now.
Well, don't forget, you did, I don't know if you broke it, but the Yankees did make a trade yesterday.
I didn't talk about that yet.
But that guy could be an outfield. So there you got an outfield of Glass, Carlo, Stanton, Soto, Grisham, and
Carlo's not
other,
the outfield anymore. He's
and who is
Giancarlo? I think they're gonna look. I think they're gonna pay. Honest to God, I said they shouldn't, but I think they're gonna pay to get rid of him.
They still got. I don't know how many years he's got left.
4.
Yeah, and how much money?
Decent amount, but I mean, if you're looking to wreck ship and bring in somebody new, you might.
I don't want him in Queens.
First off, here's the thing: he would be a glorified DH.
That's all he's good enough. That's all he's good for.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, and that nickname was coined by our other guy, Mr. Chris, Christian, so he labeled it. I give him all the credit for the Glass Carlo.
Glass Carlo. He is a glass cannon. He is great as a standard player, but he is made of glass.
Oh, that's for damn sure. I could have told you that. He's absolutely the drizzling shits. But when he's hot and he's on his game, he doesn't hit any balls farther than anybody. He can hit balls farther than anybody I know. But you're lucky if you get 25% of him. You get 25% of the season where he's that good.
If you made him Edgar Martinez, strictly DH for left-handed batters, like he plays a quarter of the season.
Right.
He could still put up 25 home runs.
True.
And, I mean, if you're just using him as a bat, that's one thing. Or a pitch hitter. He would be a glorified DH/pitch hitter.
Yeah.
But
I could see that.
is it worth paying him what his contract is for that? No.
Nobody's worth it. I'm sorry. Unless your name is Ohtani, you're not worth it. And I'm getting ticked off this whole Ohtani thing, too. It's getting annoying already. Just make your fucking decision already. Because that's why the winter meetings fucking sucked ass. Because everybody was afraid to make moves. They were figured, oh, but if we get Ohtani, we can't do this, 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 or this. Fuck him at this point. He's not even going to play. So he's not even going to play this year, or at least not as a pitcher anyway.
Well,
so you're going to get a half a season out of him, if that.
So Ohtani's going to decide by this weekend.
Or so they say.
Well, that's coming out of his camp.
Or so they say. I'll believe it when I hear it.
And the front runner right now is going to the Dodgers.
You know what? I would not be shocked if I would not put Toronto out of that running yet.
No, but they're saying right now the favorite is for
the Dodgers.
Dodgers. He stays in LA. He has a chance to become
a world champion.
Champion, even though, you know, the Dodgers. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the NL. In all honesty, do you really want to trust any team in the NL right now?
No.
Because, I mean, not even the Braves. Braves are still there. Philly, even at the beginning of preseason or the offseason, Philly's already is going to be adding a lot more to that defense, that pitching. The Braves are still adding. Even the Nationals were playing really hot at the end of the year.
And the Mets haven't done jack shit.
Dude, you got to remember, the Mets right now, for what they originally had, are fine. Like, you got to remember, the Mets are looking at it this way. Cohen right now got burned. That's point blank. No one else can talk about that. He got burned because his plan for a 40, he went with the fans thing by being like, oh, we got to spend all this money, and got burned. So he's taking a step back, which, quite frankly, I understand that. He's taking a step back and trying to get guys that he thinks can build a franchise. Build a culture.
But what I want to say is, it's like, and this is what I want to lead into. It's like, they've been signing all these like 1 year deals for these like guys to fill out the roster, I guess you want to say. How about you go out and get your stars before then, you know, sign your stars before you go out and sign the bargain basement guys.
But the thing is, though, is he said this. So this was said last year. And everyone bitched and moaned when they went after certain guys and nobody wanted to come here. The center fielder from that's in Toronto now.
Springer.
We were the best deal. Springer wanted to go to Toronto.
And he's really killing it out there.
Listen,
yeah, being sarcastic.
Listen. Not saying if he's having a good year or not. I am saying that's where he wanted to go. You can't fault the guy for wanting to go to spot. That's the same thing with, say, someone like Yamamoto. Yamamoto might take less money because he wants to be a Yankee.
Well, here's the thing. As of last report I heard,
the Mets are the runners right now.
Steve Cohen actually flew to Japan to meet with him at his house. Or wherever they met.
Right now, that's our front runners for Yamamoto. But the Yankees are also going to talk to him next week. And speaking of the Yankees, hello, Christian.
What's up?
Nothing. You must be fucking happy.
Happy about what?
You got
one. Didn't hear? You didn't hear?
What happened? No,
you got Soto.
Dude, talk over me.
Wait, it went through?
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You got Soto and Grisham for getting, and you got rid of Michael King, Drew Thorpe, Berto, what I don't even know.
Johnny Berto.
Berto. Randy Vasquez, the pitcher, and Iggy.
Wow. All right, it says it's very close. That's
no,
what
it says, you know, Yankees are finalizing blockbuster trade for Soto. Finalized. So it's 99. It literally is at the half-inch yard line.
So that means it's going to happen tomorrow. Watch.
Much. Yeah.
Well, it might happen before the night, before we're done.
It might happen before we go off the air.
But
wow.
It's pretty much a done deal. You guys got Juan Soto.
Wow. Wow. I mean, yeah, it's cool and all, but I don't want to get too hyped up because I feel there's still some things that they need to add. Like the Alex Verdugo trade kind of just really took me out of left field. That really came out of left field, no pun intended. But Alex Verdugo is exactly what the Yankees need right now. And the reason why I say that is because, John, we talked about it off the air plenty of times, right? What have I been saying the Yankees need?
Young outfielders.
Not even that. They need guys that can hit to get on base, and that's what Alex Verdugo does.
Yeah, well, he became expendable when apparently he fell out of favor with the Boston Brass because of what happened. Something had happened during the season. I heard it on the radio today. Apparently they're supposed to report 4 hours before a game. He showed up 2 hours before the game and he was benched.
Oh wow.
And apparently he gave some shit to the brass in Boston, so that's why they were looking to move him. Also, I also heard I don't know how much Yankee fans are going to receive him because there's some bad blood there.
Well, that's why I said I wouldn't be shocked. They're saying they're going to keep him, but I would not be shocked if he gets moved.
Because I remember they were throwing shit at him when he was in the outfield, and he started giving it shit right back to him when he went out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much, if he does stay, they're going to boo the shit out of him. Or like Ronnie said, he's going to get moved. What's up, Rye?
It's up, guys.
Christian's a happy man right now.
Oh, did it happen?
They're on the one-inch line.
Oh, damn! So we're like first in inches.
We might break the news before we go off the air.
But it's not. Unless something drastic happened, this is happening.
Christian.
Talk to me.
How happy are we?
Alright, yeah, it's cool. You know, and finally they did something because, come on, let's be real here. All three of you, I know all three of you aren't Yankee fans. I know you guys have respect for them, but come on, let's be real here.
We're baseball fans first.
Right, but okay, yes. But look at it like this. When the Yankees are down, the league is down.
That's
He's
true.
Not wrong. He's not wrong.
When the Yankees, I mean, think about it. When the legendary teams, or as Ronnie and I like to call them, the Blue Bloods, are relevant, it just makes sports so much better.
So
you see what I'm saying?
Right. So according to Vegas.
So, yeah, sorry, Ronnie, to interrupt you. Let me finish this point because I want to get before I forget. So, okay, let's look at it like this. These MLB playoffs, they sucked. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because, you know, my mom said it best a couple years ago, and I'm still echoing her sentiments. And she probably said this about 15 or 16 years ago. She said, the Yankees are a very popular team, which we know, and you either watch them in the playoffs to watch them win or to watch them lose. But either way, they're being watched regardless.
Like in wrestling, they are the natural heels. You pay to watch them get beat.
Yeah, but honestly, to go back to what you said about Verdugo,
oh,
I can accept him. I mean, look, that happened. He's on the right side now. And to be honest with you, you know who he could kind of be like? He could kind of be like our Nick Swisher. You know, like that heart and soul, the guy that kind of gets everybody revved. Because
personality.
Yeah, the Yankees haven't had that in quite some time. Like, look. I remember that 2008 offseason like it happened yesterday. You know, the new stadium was opening up. They go after CC. I mean, that was the talk, even during the season. The Yankees are going to go get CC Sabathia. And what did they do?
They went and got CC.
The Yankees need one more pitcher. Who do they go get? A.J. Burnett. And they had money to go get one more guy. And they got Mark Teixeira, and they went and got Nick Swisher. And look, out of every move, I loved every move, but my personal favorite was Swisher.
Right.
And why am I hearing my echo?
Yeah, you're hearing that? For some reason, I'm fucking around with some things.
Stop fucking around with it during the show.
Nick Swisher.
Mr. Johnny come lately.
I'm busted, boss. Chill here.
You ask anybody about that 09 team, you ask any Yankee fan, and if you bring up Nick Swisher, they're going to light up. That's what I think Alex Verdugo can be.
Yeah, well, let's just hope he's not another, because the last guy you guys got from Boston was not exactly the – he's still getting paid probably.
Who? D. Ellsbury?
D. Ellsbury. You're still paying him.
He'll be the next Johnny Damon.
Yeah, Johnny Damon, you know what? You know what, Johnny Damon, when he came to the Yankees, he wasn't exactly super mega, but he was good.
Yeah, we didn't need him to be super mega.
But you see, the entire time Damon was here, he at least produced. When D. Ellsbury came here, he didn't do jack and shit, and Jack left town.
Yeah. I mean, I like Damon, you know? Like, they got him because, like, Damon wasn't necessarily a power hitter. They got him to what's it called?
He was a contact to get on contact and get on base. That's what his job was.
Yeah, but he could hit the shit out the ball.
He was a classic two to leadoff guy. He was a one 1-2 hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we always had it was Damon, Jeter.
Yeah.
And Bobby Abreu.
And then Tex.
Tex.
Tex always rounded out that.
It was Damon, Jeter, Tex, Cano, and A-Rod. I think A-Rod had it fifth.
Yeah, if my mic sounds too loud, just tell me. I'll turn it down. I'm adjusting with the different microphone today.
You're bouncing up and down. You're bouncing up and down with the level.
Well, I'm saying, man, I'm
down like a stripper.
Hey now.
What are you talking about, stripper?
Oh, Jesus. Christian, you opened the gate. You put her back in her cage.
No. The only cage this person's dancing in's got a pole on it with some 20s.
Oh, damn.
You got to get rid of her. You brought her, you get rid of her.
Nobody gets rid of me because you got to get ready for Joanna's pick of the day.
Oh, God.
Oh, shut up, you whore.
Shut up, you whore.
God, now you got them both out.
Oh, got both of them. Yeah, I love both of them out.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Christian.
Listen. You got to get ready for a Joanna and Ivana Christmas special. 'Twas the night before Huntsmas.
There's children listening. Are you proud of yourself, you dumb whore?
There's no children listening here. That's like Sonny in a car. It's like Sonny with a fucking blowjob. It's all downhill from there.
I still can't believe you talk about your idol like that.
He's the reason the blowjobs are called slip and slides.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
You're so uneducated. You're so uncultured. It's called the gum.
Called a gummy bear, you said? Hey now.
Oh, God.
And this show is off the rails already.
When is the show ever on the fucking rails?
John, doing all right.
I think Ivana was asking you a question.
Yeah, I'm ignoring her. There's a reason why I don't speak. I ignore it.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
What the fuck?
I want you to kill me with my vagina.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're talking like this. God damn. I need a drink.
Oh, we're way past drinking.
Oh, well.
No, honestly, are the levels, how's the mic sound?
You sound fine.
Okay.
You sound good right now.
Now I'm keeping it there. All right. So other free, about what I was saying before. Vegas has already has it that it's done. So last week they were at 15-1 to win the World Series.
Who?
The Yankees.
Yanks.
Now they're at 9. So, according to Vegas, Vegas would not be moving if this trade wasn't almost done.
I mean, you one would assume this trade's not going to – I mean, I don't – like I say, barring anything unforeseen happening, I don't see it folding.
The big thing is got people have to remember, it is a rental. It is a one-year rental. And, I mean, I wonder if one of the big things is they're trying to get good old Boris to fucking get him to sign a contract.
But you know what? Out of all the guys going, the only one, Christian, I think that you might be sad to see go is Michael King.
Yeah.
He was pretty clutch for the Yankees the last year. For all the other problems they had, he was the only bright spot you guys had.
You're not wrong.
And I mean, this is from a Met fan, but I did tune in on the Yankees. Like I said, I may not be a big fan of this, but I respect him, and I tuned in once in a while. He's got some good stuff, man. You're gonna miss him.
Yeah, but they'll get somebody.
And I'm sick and tired of hearing that, oh, Yamamoto's a done deal with the Yankees. No. And they're starting to say, this is the winter of Yamasoto. They're calling it Yamasoto. I'm like,
all right,
sick and tired.
You have to stop listening to the fan.
So I get a kick out of those two, man.
Because that's where I heard that too, Yamasoto.
It's just fucking ridiculous at this point.
So, other news. So we were talking before you guys came on. We were talking about the front runners for Ohtani is the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
It makes
sense. But the thing is honest to God, why would he want to come to the NL? Right now, the NL is probably the murder's row of teams. Because you think about it, the Dodgers, great. But then even in your own division, even though the Padres are selling players off, they're not going to have a shitty team come next year either.
You know what? Everybody's saying Soto leaving San Diego is going to be a big blow, and it will be. But you still got Machado and you still got Tatis. If both of those guys stay in form, you're still going to get. That's still pretty fucking scary to have back to back.
No offense to Christian. No offense to Christian with this trade, but this trade actually is good for the Padres because according to sources in the Padres establishment, Soto was a cancer.
I've heard that more than once.
Soto
I've heard that more than once.
Soto was a locker room issue with Tatis and with
Machado.
So him being gone is not a bad thing for them. It's a great thing for the Yankees, and it's a great thing. It works on both ends. Because it's a win-win for everybody. You get him out of the locker room for San Diego, and the Yankees get that left-handed bat.
All right, Christian, I got a question for you, and I want you to answer it. First name that pops into your head, since I know what they're saying about Soto. Is there one guy in the Yankees locker room that you could see Soto butting heads with that could cause a rift?
Because
I have one in mind.
I got one. I do too. You guys want to go first, or you want me to say it?
It's all about that Riz.
I was going to say Cole. I was going to say Garrett Cole.
Why would he butt heads with a pitcher?
I say Glaber.
Well, Glaber's a free agent after this year coming up.
But Glaber's going to be their starting third baseman.
Yeah, I say Glaber. Or I could even see him and Glass-Carlo bumping heads.
I think Glass-Carlo is going to be I don't think he's going to be traded. I think they're going to buy him out.
They need to. John, have I not been telling you this for the last 2 years?
You have. You're not wrong.
But what I was saying before is the reason they got to buy him out is because in reality, think about it. He only can hit lefty hitters, lefty pitching. Now, mm-hmm. He can't hit righty. He's not going to play. He's not going to see the field. So he's a glorified DH.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's half of his games not being played. Because he's not going to play every day under the DH. He's not going to play every day.
Did you hear what Brian Cashman said about him?
I forget.
Yeah. No. Here, I'm going to read it to you. Hold on.
While you do let me finish what I was going to say. So half of that. Okay. So that he's not going to be, because you need Judge to do DHing and so on and so forth. You turn that around, and you're not going to see him.
You're repeating again.
No, that's not coming from me. I hear that, though.
What?
I was hearing Ronnie repeating. It sounded like it was reverbing.
Okay, I found what Cashman said about Stanton. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, now you sound like you're on fucking Mars.
My head was away from the microphone.
Oh, okay. Yo, you need to get this done before you come back to MEQ. You ain't got no shit. He said we got to get Stanton up and running again. He's injury prone. We all have lived and known that, but he's never not hit when he's playing. And this is the year. I'm acting wrong. What the fuck?
No, keep going. Just keep going.
He's like, and this year is the first time that this has happened. We try to limit the time he's down, but I'm not going to tell you he's going to play every game next year because he's not. He's going to wind up getting hurt again more likely than not because it seems to be a part of his game. But I know that when he's right and healthy, other than this past year, the guy's a great hitter and has been for a long time. He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong at all.
He's right. I mean, what more? And look, I'm not a Brian Cashman guy, but he hit the nail on the head. Ronnie, you know who Giancarlo is in baseball terms?
What? Who?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know why, right? That was going through Ryan's thing. I don't know. I don't understand that.
What's going on?
Something's going on with fucking Skype.
Nice.
Yeah.
Skype has been acting like a bitch today anyway.
Ronnie, you maybe want to, hang it up and start it all over again?
No, because I want to call Blog Talk. Let me, I got an idea. I mean, yeah. Granted. Hold on.
Okay.
It was all hunky-dory. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's try this again.
We're going to try this again?
We'll try this again. How am I sounding?
You sound good.
Sound okay. Fine now.
Okay. Wait for Ryan to come in. But anyway, Christian, keep going with what you were saying.
What was I saying?
Glass-Carlo.
Yeah, we were talking about Giancarlo.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's the Anthony Davis of baseball. Like, I remember a couple years ago, it was the night Corey Kluber threw the no-hitter, right? And my guy had texted me and was like, damn, Giancarlo's on the DL already? He goes, what happened now? I'm like, eh. And Bruce Torres.
Did I get booted?
I dropped that everyone with the call. That's coming. You're echoing, right? That might be your mixer.
How's that?
Check. Not still.
Check.
Yeah, still echoing.
I don't have any reverb on. You getting better at all?
Christian talk.
Testicles, 1-2.
Hey now. You're good. It's good for now. We'll work through it. I gotta really work with Ryan on that reverb. Ryan, are you working through headsets?
He's gone. Oh no, there he is.
No, Ryan's still here. Ryan. He might have dropped off the call. Anyway, Christian, keep going.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You're echoing.
I'll be back.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Take 45.
Oh, hell no.
All right. Vlad Carlo.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, when he's on, he's on. But he can't stay healthy.
Nope.
It's almost like you can bank on him to get hurt, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
There was one time in baseball when he was considered the most feared guy in the world.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
He can't stay healthy.
You know what? You know what? I hate to say it, but you know when I think this all started? When he got hit in the face.
That's an interesting point. Because
if you notice, before that incident, he never went on the DL for anything. He gets hit in the face. His whole game changed.
Yeah. You know what I also think it is? When the Yankees got him, remember, the Yankees were kind of turning over a new leaf because Joe Girardi, if I'm not mistaken, had been relieved. He was forced out, which I'm still pissed off about to this very day. Boone just was hired, and then literally first day of the winter meetings. I think they were in Florida that year. Jeter takes over the Marlins, and what's the first thing he does?
Chips
he sends Giancarlo to the Yankees.
For, like, nothing.
Right. You know, I mean, it was a rebuild. You know, I was hyped up for the move then, but, man, that was the year when the Boston Red Sox just went on a tear. Like, I mean, look, I saw them win it in 04, unfortunately. I saw them win it in 07. I saw them win it in 13. But that 2018 team, with an asterisk on it, is probably the best I've ever seen the Red Sox play. Because remember, they sent us in the playoffs. With Stanton, honestly, I actually like when he plays in the outfield. Because he stays healthier. His legs are moving.
Well, he even says he wants to play more outfield. Now you're loading up with all these outfielders. So what's the point of keeping them?
You know what I could see the Yankees doing? I could see them kind of trying to groom Giancarlo into a first baseman.
I don't think he's got the. No disrespect to him. He's not
Bryce Harper.
He's not built for first base. He's too fucking big. He just, no, I just, it would be a nightmare. look, because I remember, you may not remember him. Ronnie will remember the name. Do you remember the name Dave Kingman send, ring a bell?
It doesn't to me.
Dave Kingman.
Dave King Kong Kingman. This guy was an outfielder. He was 6 foot six, 6 foot seven.
Do you remember the character from Major Leagues where it was like almost like Chubbs in the third Major Leagues?
Yeah.
That's King Kong. The first baseman's King Kong.
But no, but he was a big tall guy, big tall lanky guy, played the outfield, sucked at outfield. They moved him to first base. Trying to field balls with like concrete mitts. Stone hands. He was terrible. And with King Kong Kingman, you got one thing. He either hit the ball 500 feet or he struck out. That was his problem.
Yep. Well, I mean, nothing else really to say, though. I mean, Giancarlo, I think they're going to trade. But right now with this trade that's going to happen, and I'm echoing.
Bad.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand what's going on.
Maybe it's Mother Nature trying to... No, it's coming from Ryan's...
Which I don't understand. I don't have it. There's nothing peaking, so it shouldn't be echoing at all.
When you talk, it doesn't echo.
But do you have us on headphones, or do you have it on speaker? Speaker.
I'm on a headset.
Take the headset out real quick.
Well, then I can't hear anything.
Oh, even... See, I wonder if it's the headphones that are the microphone by the head.
Let me try something.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on.
I don't either, because it doesn't happen regularly. Is that any better?
I mean, no, I'm still getting it.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I really don't know what's going on. But because I was going to bring up now with coming in, he's probably going to get traded. But the good thing is now Cardinals are looking for just added Molina to the front office.
Well, Yadi is a Cardinal for life.
Well, now officially he is.
Wow, what happened?
They just added him to the front office as a special assistant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's he's going to be a Cardinal. He's now in the front office as a Cardinal, so let's go to one to the other.
And it's well-deserved. You know what? I mean, he might have killed us when he played us, but I had tremendous respect for his work ethic.
Yeah, I did, too.
And final news, I'll bring it up when he gets back, but Hoskins has got in contact with the Cubs, so I wonder if Hoskins is going to go to the Cubs for a free agent deal.
Wouldn't shock me. Because the Phillies are pretty much going to have good old Bricey. Bricey's going to play first now.
Well, he's already kind of.
Well, I think they're going to move him officially permanently.
Yeah, well, he's also looking for a new deal. But
who, Bryce Harper is?
Yeah, he's looking for an extension.
Would you be shocked if he didn't get it?
He says he's looking for one. Once his contract's up, that's when he's going to start. He said that, but no, I think he's going to get it. And boy, so let's move away from Major League Baseball. I got one bit of NBA news. John, do you want to do your thing?
No, don't worry about it. You know what? I'm not even going to bother. Well, I'm not going to waste breath on it.
Okay. I was going to say, what was it about Twitter? Like, what were they saying?
Well, no, what it was is I'll just say it real quick. I put a comment on Facebook when we signed that middle relief guy. I'm like, oh boy, give us a championship ring now. You know, this deal cinches it. You know, the Mets have not made a splash. They've made a drip. You know, I basically voiced my displeasure. And then some no-name nudnik piece of shit, I don't know what the fuck you want to call him. I'm not going to call his name out because I'm not going to give him any credit. He's like, it's Met fans like you that give us other Met fans a black eye. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, I'm more of a Met fan than anybody you probably know. And I've put in the time and I've put in the pain with this team. I could say that. It's just like, I guess in the world, some Met fans aren't allowed to have differing opinions. You know, so Slackjack, if you're listening, because my Twitch thing is in the profile. Go fuck yourself, pal. We don't need Met fans like you.
But on that, but here's the thing. On that note, though, I didn't use the words that he did, but I told you the same thing. I said you can't judge something on one game. Not yet, anyway. You can't judge it until you get towards what it is. Yeah, they got a middle reliever. What's the one thing the Mets have always had issues with?
Yeah, they've had issues with middle relief. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. So, but the point I'm trying to make is it's like the winter meetings where everybody were figuring the winter meetings were going to be this big blockbuster of moves being made, signings, trades. There was nothing. I mean, the Soto thing came down, I think tonight's the last night of the meetings, and this thing happened. It's more than likely going to happen. Great. That's great for the Yankees, but Cohen's been trying to dominate the back page in the New York papers since he's been here. And what does he do? Signing a bunch of guys to 1 and 2 year deals worth less than nothing.
Okay, let me ask you one thing. And I'm not trying to I understand what you're saying, but when it comes to Major League Baseball, what's more important? Dominating the back pages or winning a ring?
Look, winning the ring is the bottom line, and I'm not going to deny that. But I'm just saying is because this is not Christian, this is not a knock on you as a Yankee fan, but you have to agree there are some psychotic Yankee fans out there.
Oh, absolutely.
That are absolute jack-offs and pieces.
Again, no offense to Christian. You're also talking about Yankee fans that grew up with the dynasty.
Like you, but
you're not a psycho Yankee fan. But then you have Yankee fans that grew up in the 70s that didn't see jack shit for 30 years until the 90s. Their glory of hope was Donnie Baseball missing the playoffs.
By one year.
But that's what I mean. Like, they went for 20 years with not seeing the play, with being a sub-500 team.
So, I mean, you're not wrong, but...
And then Steinbrenner said, fuck it, opened up the checkbook, and with homegrown guys... But he also fit guys that, to him, worked that team. Listen, I hated the Steinbrenners because they opened up the checkbook. But I never hated any of the players. I was a huge Paul O'Neill fan.
Oh, Paul O'Neill was great.
Like, I never hated the players. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, Jeter. I go, I hated Jeter because he never counted himself as a Jersey boy. He can go fuck himself. He was born in Jersey. He raised in Jersey. Moved to Michigan.
And I liked, I always liked Bernie Williams.
Well, got his jazz album.
And he's actually going to be in Woodbridge, New Jersey next week signing autographs.
But, like, the thing is the Mets, there's a word that always goes around, bottom line, is culture. Right now, Steve Cohens is building the Mets culture. As much as it would be nice to win a ring today, it's not going to happen. It's going to be the Mets need players like, okay, yeah, you need to get a guy like Yamamoto because Yamamoto can literally bring the next guy over.
Yeah.
But it's not a failure if they don't get him. Like I said, if he goes to the Yankees, it all depends. If the Mets get outbid for him, I will be pissed off because Cohen has the checkbook. He is not going to try to pull a Steinbrenner. If he wants Yamamoto, he's going to get him. If he wants to be a Yankee that bad that he's going to take a discount, culture of the Yankees, it's for the brand. I mean, it's the culture of the Yankees. They're wearing the pinstripes.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we do.
Okay, cool. So I was just like, am I sitting here talking to myself? I made several comments. You guys just ignored me.
I didn't hear. What'd you say?
I don't remember, but it was smart ass. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
At least I'm honest.
It was actually, you were just talking normal, in other words.
Oh, yeah. No, it was totally a comment about the Mets sucking dick, though.
Oh, well, I could have told you that, but that's beside the point.
But, like I said, if he, like, saying, like, it is you giving your opinion, so that's what it is. It is your opinion. But at the same time, you can't say it's a failure because even on paper without anything there, the Mets still have a lineup that can still hit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you know what it is? It's like he was the only one out of like 7 or 8 people commented on that. A lot of people were saying, some, like 1 or 2 people said it's a wait and see, let's see how things pan out. And but a bunch of people were like, well, he's not wrong. You know, I mean, it's like the crosstown team is making moves. And that was just after I said that right after the Verdugo trade was announced, you know, and stuff like that. But then the funny thing is the part that I didn't get to finish is a lot of people came to my defense and they're like saying, you can't say that about somebody if you don't know them. And then
those are the idiots on Twitter.
But here's the thing. This was on Facebook, not Twitter. But after some people said that, he deleted the comment.
Well, does he speak Japanese?
I will not say what his race is because I will leave it at that.
Let me just say, does he know
black.
How to speak Japanese?
Nah. I need to know. He black.
No. It's like, thank you, come again.
Okay, so he's Chinese. He's Asian.
No.
Oh, so he.
Thank
oh,
you,
oh.
come again.
So he
black. Oh, okay.
He works for AT&T.
No, he works for the local Quickie Mart.
I didn't want to go. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
You wanted me to go there? I went there.
No, you could have just said he worked for AT&T.
Canadians are weird. That doesn't narrow it down, but you get my point. But the bottom line is...
Brian, you got that joke, right?
Brian
was
not here.
Canadians are weird.
That's why I was...
Hi, welcome to Chili.
He's black. He black.
I shoot. Joe.
He's black.
Ha! Gay!
You keep telling me you guys want me to get more thing, but I got more.
Baby, I like it
raw.
And Ryan brings it back.
Well, that was me.
Ronnie. Oh, I'm sorry. Ronnie brings it back.
Yeah, that was me. Actually, I did check the custom sound button. It's literally, I hit it one time and it was like pre-show and you can just hear Ronnie and D talking in the background.
Okay. So you fixed that. So all right.
I'll still never forget that time when y'all told me about the black ass Undertaker.
Oh, yep. And
he came back
to Jersey.
Oh, did he?
Yep. He's in Newark.
Look, I'll rant after the show.
I feel like this is a rant.
Because all three of you were on your asses.
What? What was that?
I said all three of you were on your ass. You were laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you call yourself that.
And
I
you
mean,
have a poster with that on it.
And you book and you bill yourself from the dark side of the hood.
Look, I'm going to say it in a clean way. Negroes. Damn.
What is the dark side of the hood? Because, like, I've...
Ryan, we will talk about that later, okay?
On the south of Crenshaw.
No, that ain't
in the hood. Like, you live in Illinois. You know about State Street.
Oh, yeah, but nah, uh-uh.
Martin Luther King,
listen. Let your hoodologist. Okay.
All right. Okay. We got the listen. We got the hood. Stephen A. Smith here.
Yeah, he ain't hood. Stephen A. is hood. I'm. Yeah. Okay. Stephen A. is, yeah. Right. Stephen A. is hood. I'm atheist.
Oh damn! You went
atheist.
There.
Nah. But like, see, everybody always thinks Illinois is so nice. You know, when you see commercials during the summer, come to our state, and you know they're showing you all the nice parts of the state. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Listen,
Jersey does it too.
I have one thing to say. Erie.
Yeah, they show that. I'm like, oh, you want to show Lake Michigan and Lake Erie? Like, okay.
No. I'm talking about Erie, Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, because everybody wants to show Lake Michigan and Navy Pier, and I'm just like, oh, okay, that's cool. Bring your ass a little west.
By the way, look what I just put in the group chat.
Let me see.
Oh,
hell no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's not right.
Ronnie's about to make me get real.
Or any. Yep, exactly. That's exactly right.
Ronnie's about to really make me get real. He's about to make me get real projectish, and that side of me never really comes out.
No. Christian, don't pretend like the other guy's still here.
Listen. Sorry, Ray, what was that?
Any street named after a state. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong at all.
No.
Nope.
Oh, jeez. And we've officially... you know what? It's good segue. Because now we can talk about We can talk about the NBA.
You know what? Look at my response.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's see. What was your response? Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. He's speaking the truth.
Don't make me do my Stephen A. impression.
Just do it, man.
I got one.
Do it.
What? That man does.
Hell no.
Hell no. Just stop. You're done.
The Dallas Cowboys. Oh, I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Nah, you know what? Don't slander him for his cowboy banter because that's hilarious.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm saying is I'm just making fun of the fact that he does it.
You know what I do? Actually, I've taken a page from the Stephen A. playbook. You know what I've done? Anytime the Cowboys are playing a particular team, I troll my cousin, who's a diehard Cowboy fan. Like, I remember a couple years ago, they were playing the Cleveland Browns, and I think Cleveland beat them, right?
Right.
And in the background, I'm playing LeBron James, Cleveland, this is for you. And, like, he got so pissed. And that same year... they were playing the Seattle Seahawks. I actually have a Seahawks crew neck. And I FaceTimed them and I asked them, like, how's this look on me? He goes, you know, you really ain't shit. I know.
You ain't going to be shit. You don't know shit. You can't smell shit.
Listen. I wouldn't be shit if I fell in it. You would think I fell in love with the cocoa.
What do you think? This isn't a shitting?
Speaking of shit, I have to go take a shit. I'll be back.
That's the new word now.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Something ain't right.
Ryan, what were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Okay. So, all right. So segue that into the NBA.
Jesus Christ. And we're canceled.
And we're canceled.
Oh, no. So, all right. So, we have to talk about a topic that we brought up last week. And I'm going to weigh more for Christian. So, if you don't know, we talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder and, what's his name? Giddy for allegations of having sexual relations with a minor. Josh Giddey. Well, we have some new information from that.
And like I said last show, when we find more information, we will be talking about it.
I guess kind this of, news weren't good.
Depends on how you look at it. Because it is good. This is a very gray area. So this is where topics get very interesting. I'm kind of stalling right now, waiting for Christian to get back.
Well, he's taking his Chris shit, so.
So, all right. So if. So,
all right, I'm back. What did
there I. There we go. We're talking about Josh Gibbs.
Dude, that was a power duke.
Yeah, man. I got the Mark Henry. Look, listen. I got the Goldberg and Mark Henry of bowels. Them shits just come out swole.
All new definitions of the world's strongest slam. So, all right.
Where is that where I pooped at?
So, we're talking about the Josh Giddey case that we talked about last week. More news came out about it that I guess shed some light to it, but at the same time, it is a very gray area for where you're going to stand. So if you don't know that Josh Giddey, there was photos that popped up of him having alleged sexual relations with a minor. At the time, the girl said she was 15 years old. Okay. More videos have come out with Josh Giddey with this girl from 2 years ago, from when apparently this took place, when he was 19 years old and she was 15. They met in a club.
There you go. There it is. There's your answer right there.
Now come to find out, the parents do not want to get involved in the case. They want nothing to do with this case.
I'm glad you brought this up because I actually have to give a little shout out to all the now, quote-unquote, journalism majors.
Listen, we talked about this last week, and I flat out said, I am not going to come to any term until we have every bit of evidence. When this evidence popped, I could not wait to come back on here and talk about this.
Yeah, because, listen, everybody, Ronnie, I don't know if you saw these posts on social media. Twitter, of course. Everybody was killing Malika Andrews, right?
Yep, and I knew you were going to bring this up.
For not bringing attention to this story.
Yep.
But, look, I'm a journalism major, right? And what's the main rule of journalism?
Have your sources and understand
not,
that everything
not,
is...
Okay, you're in the ballpark. But the main rule of journalism is to be concise.
Correct.
And to be accurate. And to be correct. Not first. Just because you post first doesn't mean you have all the layers of your story. Right?
True.
And that's the issue. So I'm going to read you what I said the other day on Twitter. And believe me, it got a rise out of some people. Because, you know, when I want to call somebody out, God damn it, I'll do it.
I heard the Stephen A. stuff afterwards.
Yeah, I said, what did I say? Okay. I'm like, so everyone now is a journalism major online, huh? Clearly, a few of y'all don't understand the first rule of journalism. You post to be accurate, not first. Posting first when you don't have all your facts will tarnish your reputation in the industry. But I'll let some of you have it. That's the thing about social media. That's one of the things I hate about social media is when things occur and when things happen, everyone thinks they're a so-called expert now. Celebrity gets in trouble. Oh, you're a law expert now. So we're going to take your analysis of law and over somebody who's actually in that line of work. You guys get where I'm going?
Yeah. I get where you're going. I get it.
Like, yeah, you know. That's what I like with me. Look, you guys have been working with me since 2019, maybe even a little longer. Every piece of analysis I've given you, everything I've written on the site has been concise and accurate, and I pride myself on that. You know, I'll never brag about myself because that's not my job, nor is it my place. But there have been times when I've waited for all the facts to come out about a story. Like,
right.
As an example, we knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Jet, right? The man himself said he wanted to be a Jet, but I wasn't going to write and give my take on it on the site until it actually happened. That's the problem right there. So, look, I'm not a Malika Andrews fan, but I'm going to defend her in this instance because she didn't have all the facts. You have all the facts, then we can talk. And that's the problem right there. Everybody wants to bash her. Oh, she's quick to bash a black athlete. Yeah, maybe true. But, one, that black athlete probably fucked up. And then, two, she had all her facts. That's what the elite journalists do. They make sure they have all the information beforehand, then they speak on it. Just like there's been times when you guys have asked me my take on things, and you know, and I've politely said I don't really know a lot about it, so I'm not going to give a take on it. Because if you're going to speak on something when you don't have all the facts, you're just going to make yourself look bad, and you're going to embarrass yourself.
Right. And that's honestly why anytime we've talked about things like this, I open up with, we don't know the whole story. We are going to report on what we know and then give our opinion. And then if the stuff changes, we'll give our opinions from when the news changes. Yep. We've done that with the WNBA owner when it came to the LGBT stuff. We did it when I used to do the show with Chris in the days when they did, when Colin Kaepernick took the knee with the flag. We talked about that, but we always came back to it because it was the right thing to do. We always closed it out when we needed to.
Look, I didn't have a problem with him kneeling. I didn't, because that's his right. You know what I'm saying?
But right. I think the thing is, and I'll even say this, when me and Chris were talking about this, it was never about, for me, it was never about him taking the knee that bothered me. What bothered me is everyone complaining when they said, oh, they can do it and still have a job. No, you still work for a private contract. If the coach wants to trade, if the owner wants to trade your ass, because he'll do it. He has every right to do it. And if nobody wants you and he cuts you, guess what? That's not wrongful termination.
You know what I used to say to people? Because you remember, and look, you know, I hate bringing politics.
Right.
On, but, okay, I'm just going to get it out the way. Remember when Donald Trump called peacefully protesting football players sons of bitches? Remember that?
Yes. Yep.
Remember how everybody was up, mainly his supporters, right, were up in arms about, I'm losing my whole train of thought. I'm sorry, Ronnie.
You're good.
Okay. Here, I'm going to start this over. Remember when Donald Trump called peacefully protesting football players bitches?
Yeah.
Right? Remember
that?
Mm-hmm. Everybody was up in arms about all these players kneeling and, you know, linking arms in solidarity. Everybody saying, what? Oh, he doesn't stand for the anthem. And you know what my response was to a lot of those people saying that? If you're mad about them not standing for the national anthem, does your ass stand up at home for the national anthem since you want to be so particular?
Think about it.
Everyone is so patriotic. Everybody's so up in arms about that fucking flag. But, okay, just because you see them kneeling, you sitting on your ass at home. You get the point I'm making?
No, I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, because, that's the thing, man. It's just a whole bunch of contradiction being spewed. And, like, I have not talked about this. Thank God I wasn't on the radio around that time, because I would have hurt feelings and people really would have hated me. Like, look, I'm going to be honest. I have old videos of me sitting during the national anthem. I don't stand for that shit. I really don't, because what am I doing that's disrespectful? Now, you know, if I had my middle finger up during the national anthem, okay, you can run your mouth, you know, or if you saw me burning a flag, you can run your mouth about me, but I'm just sitting, minding my business. You know why? Because that's my right.
Yeah. Now, like I said, the one thing that I said that I'll say it flat out, that Chris did not like, was when I flat out told him, hey, listen, he could do whatever he wants, but it's all the owner's God-given rights. If they don't want to sign him, they don't have to.
Yeah, and you know what?
And according to a judge, I was wrong about that.
And look, I'm going to tell you this. And John, I want you to really understand what I'm about to say here.
I gotcha.
Okay. The whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Do I like what Colin did? Absolutely. Right? I mean, it takes some balls to do that.
He also backed it up, though.
And he also backed it up. Yeah, absolutely right.
He paid what the NFL said his consequences were.
Not even that, though, right? He also raised $3.5 million. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I respected that, because that's him literally standing up for what he believed in. And he was like, well, okay, fuck it, I don't care.
Right. So, okay, that's the positive of it. But unfortunately, there was some negative to what he did as well. Because, look, if a team were to sign him after this, this would be a distraction, and I don't think teams wanted that.
No, let me ask you something, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
If he did this and then didn't raise the money like he did, would we be looking at this in a different light?
Okay, ask the question again.
So him taking the knee, we all understand mm-hmm. that for what he did. He got kicked out of the NFL for the most part. Not actually, but you get the point.
Nobody
got ostracized. No one wanted to touch him. He got ostracized. He then turns around and raises upwards of like $2 million for training cops and teaching them and putting them in urban areas and having like the cops and the kids, everyone be safe, like learning, keeping everybody on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
If Colin Kaepernick did not raise that money, would we be looking at this differently?
Yes, we would. Yes, we would.
I think the fact that he turned around and put his money where his mouth is, yes, he flat out said this is because of racial profile and this is because of cops.
Yeah.
This is because of bad cops in bad areas that don't understand what's going on, that don't know the kids, that don't know this. There's no money being put into this. He turned around and raised, I think it was upwards of like $3.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fucked up.
Yeah.
If he didn't do this, would we be talking about this?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't at all. But I will say this, though. The negative and the downfall of Colin was that workout. Now,
we talked about that on air.
Yeah, because, listen. Both sides were wrong. Both the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. So listen to what I'm about to say. During the NFL season, workouts for guys who aren't on scene happen when? On Tuesday. On Tuesdays, right? Guess when the NFL scheduled the workout with Colin Kaepernick?
Saturday.
On a Saturday. What's happening on Saturdays in the NFL?
College football
is happening, but I'm looking more so at the NFL.
Oh, the scouts
have last minute meetings for their game, or they're traveling. Right? Yeah. So that's where the NFL fucked up.
Right. Well, the other thing is could you really say that for the most part, because you actually had everyone has that extra scout. So as much as they set it for
they
Tuesday.
But, But see, that's where I'm going to stop you, because that's some bullshit. And the reason why I say that is because he was a free agent. Work him out on Tuesday like you would anyone else. This is no different. But
right.
What Collins screwed up
was changing the spot.
Changing the venue at the last minute. John, that's the equivalent of me and you. Like, you know, you just started the company, and I'm coming in to interview for a position with your company. And then at the last minute, I call you, and then I say, hey, meet me at Starbucks.
Yeah, right.
That's what he did. And after that, he was never able to bounce back. No, teams don't want him because of what he did. I don't think he's committed to wanting to be an NFL quarterback. And right now, at this day and age, in this NFL, Colin is a backup.
So, actually, you know what? I'm going to play this now because we got some breaking news. Not in the NFL or MLB, but college basketball breaking news. Dylan Harper made his commitment. He is the number two recruit class of 2024. Christian, would you like to guess where he went, where he's going to be going next year?
Probably fucking Duke.
Nope. He verbally committed to Duke and turned it down and is going to sign on the dotted line for the team in red and black where his brother dominated Dylan Harper. Scarlet Knight.
Oh, so he gave Duke the verbal commitment and then he backed out?
Turned down interest from Duke, Kansas, Indiana, and Auburn. Said, fuck all you, I'm going where my brother played.
He's a smart young man.
Dude, well, he also saw how they treated Ron, how we treated Ron in Jersey.
I mean, look, he's a smart young man.
That's all you gotta say. He's a smart young man.
He's a smart young man.
But the number two recruit is coming to Jersey. That's huge.
Yeah, that's big.
And he's coming with Ace Bailey, who is another five-star commit out of Jersey. I hate saying it. I know you don't like Big Ten teams, but Rutgers is not they have Big Ten on their jerseys. They ain't a Big Ten basketball team. They still run the blood of the Big East.
Oh, definitely. Couldn't agree anymore.
Good. That broke about 2 hours ago.
He's a smart young man.
But, all right, back to what we were saying, and we'll wrap up the whole Giddy thing.
Yeah, because we got some college football to talk about.
Yes, we do. So, all right, so Giddy comes out that he was in the club. This was 2 years ago when he was 19 years old. The photos leaked. He apparently told the Oklahoma City Thunder before he got drafted that, hey, this might come out and this might be a problem. So he was well aware of what might happen. Because I bet you he found out how old she was after the fact. So I have two questions. Now is the state going to file charges against him of altercations with a minor? Probably not. The family already turned around and said that they're not going to do anything because they could have already gotten him for statutory rape if they wanted to. Because she's 15. Who's going to do something about the – here's my question. Who's going to do something about the club? How'd a 15-year-old get in the club?
There you go.
Yeah, the question that needs an answer.
Yep. And, again, if there's news that breaks, we will talk about it. But as of right now, looking kind of clean Now, is he a piece of shit for what he did? He didn't know she was 15. Not saying he's right, but anyone in that club is supposed to be 18 years old. How are you going to know?
Yeah, I'm 15
years old. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah. But, all right, final thoughts? Anyone have any?
Hey, nope. Nobody care.
There you go.
Okay, let's get into college football. All right, first things first, let's get this out of the way. There's only one game to pick from this week. And let's just make it before we do a recap of what we had and what happened with the top 25. Who you guys got, Army, Navy? Army's a three-point favorite.
Army.
Navy.
Hey, nobody care.
I got Navy. All right. Navy. All right, here you go, Christian. Over, under, 27 and a half.
Okay, if I told you ain't nobody care, why are you asking?
Because you said Army, so that means you're taking the over, right?
I don't give a damn. Ain't nobody care.
I think it's going to be the over. Both teams, it doesn't really matter. They already made the bowl games. Which, by the way, there's a little bit of an interesting controversy going around with these bowl games now. Did you see who made a bowl game this year? That
no,
shouldn't
who?
Be in a bowl game. The 11-1 Dukes of JMU.
Really?
They're in the oh God, they're in the Lockhart Armed Forces Bowl. They are playing Air Force.
Interesting.
Now, maybe you know. I have no idea. Does the military team that makes it, that wins the Commander-in-Chief trophy, do they get to decide who they play?
I'm not sure.
Because I think
I'm
it's
really
the only
not.
Way JMU even gets a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a whole big fucking deal about that. Just like there's a whole big fucking deal of this top 25. I know Christian knows where I'm going with this because he talked about this on Sunday. So let's get it done. Number 25, dropped out of the 25, Tulane. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Number 25, going to Manhattan, the Kansas State, the K-State.
Mm-hmm.
Number 24, topping Tulane, SMU. 23, getting the New Year's Six Bowl, Liberty. Number 22, Clemson. Number 21, Tennessee. Number 20, OK State. Number 19, Oregon State. Number 18, NC State. A lot of states there. Number 17, Iowa. God forbid they had no offense against Michigan. Number 16, the Fighting Irish of Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I just did that to piss Chris off. Number 15, Louisville. We'll get to Louisville in a little bit. Number 14, Bear Down, Arizona. Number 14 is Arizona. Number 13, LSU. 12, Boomer Sooner. Number 11, Ole Miss. Number 10, Penn State. Number 9, Missouri. Oregon. 7, Ohio State. Number 6, Georgia. Number 5, Florida State. And your playoffs. Number 4, Alabama. Number 3, Texas. Number 2, Washington. And number 1, the boys in maize and gold, Michigan. Maize and blue, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Christian.
We knew that 3 of the spots were going to be a lock, right?
By the way, didn't I call the top 4?
That doesn't mean you know shit. You just knew what was hot at the fucking moment.
Hey, I told you. The
okay.
That's the playoff we need, not the playoff
okay.
we deserve.
Okay. All right, what you want, the Medal of Freedom?
Maybe a cookie.
Ask Deanna. Shit, what the fuck I look like giving you a cookie? Nah, I'm playing. Hey. Hey. The minute Georgia lost, this opened the door for who? Michigan.
Yep.
To be the number one seed, right? And, I mean, Michigan did what they had to do. That was an exhibition game on Saturday against Iowa. I think they shut Iowa out, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, 26-0.
So, with that being said, I knew Michigan was going to be the one seed, and I knew Washington was going to be the two seed because Washington handled their business against Oregon, right?
Correct.
That three seed was Texas. I knew it the minute they won their conference title. Because,
but,
I mean, come on.
Not just one, dominated.
Yeah, not only that, but come on, let's be real. They were the best team in the Big 12 this year. No one came close to them. Maybe the team that beat them, but it just seemed like after that, Oklahoma just kind of fizzled out. Right? That four spot, to me, was what it was going to come down to. That was the domino effect, because it could have went to one of three teams, in my eyes. Georgia?
Yep.
I mean, come on. Even though Georgia lost, so the two-time defending champs, and they entered Saturday with a 29-game winning streak, right?
Yeah.
So there's a possibility right there. Could have went to Florida State, or it could have went to Alabama. I think we're at the point now where the committee needs to stop doing what they feel is the attractive look, and you need to put who deserves to be there. And Florida State deserves to be there. Because, okay, hey, let's just go down the list of questions, right? Does Florida State play in a Power 5 conference?
Yes.
Just answer, yes, right? Florida State plays in a Power 5 conference, right? Did Florida State go undefeated this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're 2 for 2. Did Florida State win their conference championship?
Yes.
Okay. They finished 13-0. And they're on the outside looking in. Why? So everybody wants to say, yeah, they didn't have their best player, which is true, which is very true. But let's take it back to the first inaugural college football playoff. It was Alabama, it was Florida State, it was Oregon, and it was Ohio State, right?
Yep.
And Ohio State not only got to the national championship with their third-string quarterback, they won it with their third-string quarterback. So you're really going to hold that against Florida State? Florida State should be it. Let's go down the list once again, because I feel like I'm back on Monday evening quarterback. I promise you. Let's be real, Ronnie. Did Alabama really look all that great to you this year? And be real. Be honest.
At the beginning of the year, no. Going past – So we're going past South Florida. They look like shit at going at South Florida.
Because they should have lost against South Florida.
I agree with that. But also remember, no Milton.
Right.
They looked dominant against – so the only time they did not look dominant at all, in my opinion, was the Arkansas game.
Yeah, you know, I could even add on. They didn't look all that dominant against Auburn. They needed a miracle.
No, but again, but again, rivalry game. In Auburn, after Auburn got embarrassed by a not Power 5, I knew Auburn was going to come out hot for that game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if Auburn was going to stay the way they did, but I knew Auburn was going to come out pissed, their hair on fire, because you get beat by Diego, by 21 fucking points at home, and you got embarrassed. Now you have your rivals coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, you're Auburn, you're at home, you should not be losing the 21 points to fucking New Mexico State, no matter how good they are.
Did you hear what Drew Brees said about the college football playoff?
Oh, boy. What?
He said there should be a playing game for that fourth spot. And
No.
I don't disagree with him.
I do. I do, because then what happens? You're gonna get UCF all over again.
Mm. Okay, now that you put it that way.
You're gonna get the people that are like UCF or what? Okay, fine. You have a play-in game. Fine. All right. What about Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go by that, well, Liberty went undefeated too. Oh, well, they didn't have the people they played. Okay, fine. That's why the 12 team is coming in, and that's why that's going to be more. That's why the 12 team is actually going to be better.
Right.
In reality. So
right.
If we go by it by now, we go into a 12-team playoff, find out that the group of five team gets in, by the way. The top group of five team gets in, so they don't have to be the 12th seed. So that would be Liberty. So Liberty would play Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia would play Ole Miss.
Again.
Ohio State would play Penn State again, and Oregon would play Missouri. And then Georgia would play the one seed, where the winner of the 5-12 would play Michigan.
And you know what's funny? I knew this was going to happen the minute I saw Florida State and Georgia on the outside looking in.
Huh?
Look who Georgia's playing in their bowl game.
Florida State, and guess what? Would you like to know the spread for that game? Because I already made a bet on this game.
What?
Take a guess. It's Georgia's favored, clearly.
I say by at least 3 touchdowns, so 21 points.
14. Guess what I jumped on immediately?
Oh, I bet you did.
I jumped on the dogs immediately.
And you know
I mean,
what?
And Georgia, dogs.
Yeah, I might slide you some bread. To put one in for me too.
Because I'm sorry. Oh, they have a NFL caliber defense. You know who also had an NFL caliber defense? Michigan last year. And how well did that work out against TCU?
Mm-hmm. Because TCU made it a shootout.
Yeah. Don't mean shit that you have a defense. You have no offense. You put up 16 points against Louisville. Third string quarterback or not. Hell no. No. By the way, Alabama may have won by 3, but Alabama from pillar to post never trailed. Hold on, thinking in my head. Yeah, no, I don't think they ever trailed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
Did Georgia ever have the lead?
No.
Yeah, so
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. If I'm wrong, leave a comment. If I'm wrong, leave a comment on Twitter.
All right, so do you want to do a little early teaser of the games?
So we'll go with
the CFP. Let's do just an early teaser. I'm not going to obviously give who I have winning because I don't even know who I have winning this game, these two games.
So the first two games, and I'll give the spreads too. The 4-1 seed, the 4-1 game, which is going to be, I believe it's the Rose Bowl, is Alabama versus Michigan. Michigan is going to be a 1.5-point favorite.
I'm going to tell you this. I think the winner of this game wins the whole thing. I really do. You know, it's a really interesting quarterback matchup. And J.J. McCarthy and Jalen Milroe. And if Milroe had gotten off to the start that he ended the season with, he'd be a Heisman candidate this weekend. You know, Michigan, it's just us against the world mentality. They got Jim back. They're still playing dominant football, but this is going to be a test for them because, yeah, Michigan's a physical football team, but Alabama can match that physicality.
By the way, Bama had the Georgia had the lead with 9:31 left in the first quarter. They were up 7-3 at the end of the first quarter. Then Bama took it over and then led completely from there.
Yeah. So, you know, I can see this game. I can see points being scored in this game because Alabama, they will not have seen receivers like the ones that Michigan is going to throw at them since the Texas game. And Michigan has three receivers who can stretch the field. They have Roman Wilson on one side. You have Cornelius Johnson, and then you have the tight end, Colston Loveland. And I think he's going to be the key in this one. Yeah, I just want to see, can Michigan get home to Jalen Milroe? That, to me, is what I feel will determine the outcome of this football game. Can the Wolverines apply pressure on Jalen Milroe? Because I know right now, if I'm a Michigan defender and I'm a Michigan defensive coach, you know what I'm telling my players right now?
What?
Jalen is beating me from the pocket. He is not doing any of that running.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's gotten a little too comfortable running that football. I'm sorry, Ronnie. The player in me came out because I used to get pissed.
No, I'm saying you're absolutely right.
Look, I used to get pissed when quarterbacks would run on me when I was playing.
I'm a D end, I know.
But see, what'd you say?
I'm a D-end, I know.
Yeah, me too. And listen, for Michigan, they got to me, can they do it? Yeah, but I would like to see them slow the game down more because, let's just be real, this isn't a team that can win a shootout. It's not. But I can't wait to preview this one. And you have two of the best coaches in the country featured in this one. Nick Saban, Jim Harbaugh, and it's Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Yeah. Bowl games start next Saturday, so next week we will have our first picks of the week for the shitty bowl games. But John, do you have any opinions on this? Bama versus Michigan?
No, I have. Like Christian said before, I really don't know enough about it to really comment on it. So
okay, and then the second game on January 1st is going to be Texas versus Washington. Texas is actually a 4-point favorite.
You know, I look at this matchup, I think this points are going to be scored in this one for sure.
The over-under is 64.
I believe it, and I would take the over heavy.
Yeah, this is. I would jump on this now because by game day, I bet you this gets up to somewhere around 60, 68 and a half.
So here's how I look at this matchup. Say what you want about Washington, but they're battle-tested. You know, every obstacle that's been thrown in their way, they've been able to jump over it and rise above it, right? Michael Penix he's a Heisman candidate for a reason. They would not be here without Michael Penix. And Washington has one of the best quarterback receiver tandems in the country, Michael Penix and Rome Odunze. Rome Odunze is cut from the Devontae Adams claw, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Because he runs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his releases and his breaks and just his ability to catch the ball, you know, is what makes him stand out. Texas, I mean, look, I've said it all year. You know where I'm going with this. Texas has the best win out of any other team in the country. Going into Alabama in week two and punching them in the mouth. You know how hard it is to come away with a victory in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, yeah.
Where did Ryan go? Did he leave?
He had a phone call.
Oh, okay. No, just wondering because I hadn't heard him. I didn't know if he was still here.
Nah, but when I look at this matchup, Texas has a pretty good duo as well in Quinn Ewers and Xavier Worthy. You know, points are going to be scored in this game. I can see Washington really running this football because I think that's the thing that defenses do. They put a little too much emphasis on Michael Penix in the passing game that it leaves lanes open for Dylan Johnson. Dylan Johnson might be the key in this game. He was my X factor for the game against Oregon, and he did pretty well. But this is a stout Texas defense that he's going to be going against. Yeah, I can't wait to preview these two games.
Yeah, no, same. Okay. Now, and Ryan, you're back. I actually want you to answer this question. I'm going to put this out for everyone. So, right now, was it Colin McCoy? McCord is entering the transfer portal. Now, for someone like him, it's a big deal because it's Ohio State, yada, whatever. But the reason I'm saying that is because I don't know what his NIL deal is, but it's fine. He's entering the portal, and it looks like he will not play against Missouri in the Cotton Bowl. No word yet, but it looks like he's not going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to all of you is when do these NIL deals start getting convoluted to where you're going to be forcing these teams to play? Like USC, here's one for I know for a fact has an NIL deal. USC's quarterback, Caleb Williams, will not play in the Holiday Bowl. He's going to be the first pick in the draft. He's going to be top five. I can't say he's going to be first anymore. When does an NIL deal start causing these players to have to play, where it's almost contractually obligating to play?
You know, I remember I bought this whole topic up when I was recording the episode of Monday Evening Quarterback. I want to say it was early 2022.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with these guys missing bowl games because I remember when Matt Corral injured his knee in the Sugar Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And his draft stock plummeted. I'm all for these kids looking out for themselves. You know, I remember on College Game Day, Kirk Herbstreit and Desmond Howard. Look, I have a tremendous amount of respect for both those guys, right? You know, I think they're both great football minds. I think they're both, you know, very insightful. They're concise in their breakdown, and they break down and they back up their analysis with facts, right? They were both wrong here because Kirk was looking at it as, oh, well, you know, a lot of schools don't unfortunately make bowl games, so it should be an honor for you to want to play in a bowl game. Yeah, that may be true and all. He's absolutely right about that, but this is football. What can go wrong will unfortunately go wrong, right? And think about it.
Correct. You're not wrong.
How many times have we seen guys step on the field, and before you know it, this season is done before it can really start? I mean, God, do I need to bring up a prime example? Even though it was National Football League? Ronnie, we called this game.
Yeah.
The Bills and the Jets. 11 seconds in, a certain somebody tears his Achilles.
Yeah, good old AA run.
Yeah. So, I'm not against these young men. God, that made me sound old. Jesus Christ. I'm not against these kids not wanting to play in these bowl games because one wrong hit, one slip, you know, one direction where you go one way and your knee is hyperextended or you tear something before the draft, your draft stock plummets.
Or you get a hip drop and get a Jalen.
Yeah. So I'm not necessarily against these kids. These kids shouldn't have to be required to play.
No, but here's the thing. What you're missing is the question in hand. They don't have to. But when are these NIL deals going to, for the lack of the word, force them to play?
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, well, they're playing. Okay, well, if you're going to give these guys contracts and pay these guys $1 million, don't you want to see your investment on the field at, say, the Sugar Bowl or the Holiday Bowl or the Pulu Land Weed Eaters Bowl? I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, look. It should be an honor and a privilege to play in a bowl game, but nah, like, I'm not necessarily against these guys wanting to protect their body for the long term.
Now, someone like, I'll give another example, someone like Joey Bosa,
mm-hmm.
who got hurt early in the season and did not play at all. He pretty much bypassed the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I fully understand that. Question is, what happens if that is, like, say, what if he had a contract? Like, then why? Because now you're getting schools that are going to allow them to pay that to the, besides the NIL deal.
Right.
Which, by the way, that should have been happening 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
I really haven't.
No?
Not really, man. Like, I'm one of those people that when it comes to college football, I'm just going to let it play out because that game is evolving and changing more than, you know, than like the national level.
Yeah. John, do you have anything?
I'm in agreement with Ryan on that.
And now with McCord entering the portal, there's rumors that Arch Manning is thinking about hitting the portal and going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Which, boy, if that happens, that'd be the first Manning to not play for an SEC team.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Wouldn't mind seeing him once in a blue moon over at Rutgers. All right. We want to get into the NFL?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me pull up the games for the week.
What are the standings looking like right now?
I'm creeping back. I won the week.
Now, the most important question.
Who's in first?
Yep.
I don't have the exact numbers yet, but this week I had 3 losses. Christian had 4 losses. John, you had 5 losses. Brian, you had 5 losses.
And that means what?
I am 2 back. 2-3 back.
That doesn't answer the question of who's in first place.
I got to do the fucking math. I didn't write everything out. Ryan, you were 1 behind. You were 1 behind, so you have, what, 2, you have 5, so Christian's 2 up on you.
All right, fair enough. It's been a pleasure, Ben.
I told you I was going to get your ass.
You told me you was going to get, hey, we stayed tied longer than I expected us to.
Oh, hey. Listen. The only ones that you both don't know shit about is you didn't know shit about Ryan, about Indy, and Christian, you didn't know shit about Denver.
I've never been to Indy, so I don't know shit about it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, and Ryan, you don't know shit.
Right out my mouth.
And by the way, Ryan, you don't know shit about the Rams.
I don't know what?
You don't know shit about the Rams.
I know plenty about the Rams. Fuck the Rams. They're fucking cronk suckers.
That was the 3rd game that you guys, that Christian got you on.
Well, I mean, look, I stayed tied with, like, an actual analyst, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Oh, I was waiting for the backhanded compliment there.
And
no backhanded compliment. That's a legit compliment. Like, I was expecting to be middle of the pack.
And I called San Francisco over Philly.
Yep, so did I. But Christian, I got you on, we both had Indy, but I got you on Houston.
Yeah, right, Sean, even a blind man fingers some pussy here and there.
Yeah, well, every time it comes up smelling like fish.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, at least you're in last place and finger and butthole.
Woo! Hello, ladies.
Okay, Val Venus.
I'll go with Afro Man.
Oh, Lord.
But he got high.
Bob, 2 zigzags.
baby that dope. Smoke that dope weed.
Yeah, so the games that we were different on was Indy. Me and Christian took Indy. John Ryan took Tennessee. And we were split across 90% of these games. Me and Ryan took Houston. John and Christian took Denver. And me and Christian took LA. And John and Ryan took Cleveland because they suck.
Reason why we call them the Cleveland Steamers.
Oh, but what makes it more embarrassing is we all took Pittsburgh. Brock Purdy's out with an injury. We all took Kansas City. Didn't see that one coming. And we all took Jacksonville, which it looks like they will not be without their quarterback for this game.
Hold up, Christian.
Yeah.
Say
what?
We don't know shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, y'all don't know shit.
No. You're in there with us.
The fuck, I'm not.
Them games do.
But here, did Ryan not say, Christian, say it. Say we don't know shit. So when you say that, that's almost like you referring to y'all.
You're afraid. Say that this guys don't know shit.
Okay. Y'all don't know shit.
You motherfucker.
But I did as you said. Look, man, remember, just because you don't know shit don't mean you can't be shit. It's God. Not God. It's just cannot.
That was motivational as fuck. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, so quick news. Lawrence is out. He's game to game with a high ankle sprain.
Who?
I just heard the speech.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I heard.
Tony Khan had to do 3 extra lines just to get through that one.
Woohoo!
Yeehaw!
Canadians are weird!
Yeah, you got to remember, man, you know, Omega's Canadian, so, you know, they were up there in the office ripping dick dingers.
Well, you know what
you
want to know what the next thing that Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are going to say to people?
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Hey, I like the Bucks.
I saw somebody say this, and I have to 100% agree with them. Current AEW is currently like the dying days of WCW.
Watch out, because people on Twitter might scream at you.
My emotions! My emotions!
People on Twitter can suck my asshole and ball sack.
Hey,
So, remember when Nick Gage showed up on AEW?
It was his fucking pizza cutter? Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah. You know what a Domino's commercial that played during it? You know what everyone was thinking about at that point?
Onita!
You said that already!
We've only got so many buttons, Ronnie.
All right, we're ready to make the picks.
Okay, this is sounding like an episode of fucking Looney Tunes. Let's just get to the picks.
All right, let's go.
What did John post in Skype?
Oh, God.
That's about correct.
Tell me that's wrong.
My emotions! My emotions!
Sir.
What'd you say, Ryan?
That is 100% accurate, sir.
Shut up!
All right. Thursday night football, speaking of things that need a diuretic, the New England Patriots. God, I got to have White Castle tomorrow because I need to spend most of my time in the bathroom for this game. Oh, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers is a 6-point favorite with Mitchell Trubisky as the quarterback. And the over-under is 30.5.
You know you don't have to ask me.
I know you're taking Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, baby.
The terrible towels, baby.
Christian.
Remember, oh, God.
Remember the diuretic.
No. Remember the days when this actually used to be a meaningful matchup?
You mean with used to be? Good sir. This is for the playoffs for the Steelers and the number one pick for the Patriots.
Nah, but still, you can't. Okay, what I said just went completely over your head. Like every other little thing I tell you.
Yeah, no, Chris, get it. I get it. I'm right there with you. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, when these two teams met, the number one seed in the AFC was always on the line. Yep. That's what I'm referring to. Now, God, man, I'm probably going to watch Property Brothers on HGTV or some shit instead of this one. I like
to hear this. What's the old joke I used to say? Is there an episode of Law and Order on tonight?
Oh, God, nah, I'm not going that far.
Canadians are weird.
No, I think that what I wrote in chat just says it all. Christian, who are you taking?
I like the Patriots here. I mean, New England can't get out of their own way. There's so much pressure on their defense. And, you know, it's almost like their defense has done so much this year that I'm not shocked if they do run out of gas.
Yeah, I'm also taking Pittsburgh. Ryan, tell me I'm wrong.
I'll tell you this. This is Robo. No, you're not wrong. I mean, take Pittsburgh. You're a smart one.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant what I wrote.
Oh, yeah. No, you can go fuck yourself right in the butthole.
It's like being in a hotel room in Colorado, completely dominant.
Hey, you be respectful.
Like I said, go suck a dick with your butthole.
Hold on. Christian, hold on. There's a joke there that you know nothing about from WWE. So,
I thought you were talking about Kobe.
I was.
Yeah. But... Okay, look, listen. Don't do that. White girl court date Kobe was the best version of them all. How dare you?
Wait, hold on. No, because there's an actual bit from WWE where it was the manager. It was a manager for the primetime players. Got himself fired on air because he said he had a live mic on him. And he goes, look at this. The primetime players, they're unstoppable like Kobe Bryant in a Colorado hotel room.
Was that Abraham Washington?
Yes, it was.
No court look. That was the best version of Kobe ever. Court date, white girl Kobe? Don't do that. You know better.
Christian, have you, I started to go off topic, you were talking about, have you ever seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
Oh, God, let's not, please, I like
no,
Brock too much.
No, I haven't. No,
you
want
to see?
No.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Let me see.
There you go, it's there.
God damn.
That's his daughter.
Wait a minute.
Maya. Her name is Maya.
What the fuck, John?
Dummy. Yeah.
I take credit for this, but I shouldn't. This is fucked up. Like, I thought it was going to be too funny.
I am a Mayan! Maybe she is. We don't know.
Devil, I'm sorry. I got to play this real quick.
Holy shit! We always love you! I can't believe you did it to me, God damn it! How could you do this to me?
Proceed, Devil.
I created that, but I really shouldn't have.
What kind of peyote were you on?
Okay, there's ways I can respond to that picture with John. This one's going to take Ronnie out. I hear him
now. Oh, no.
It might, because I'm sorry. I've seen his daughter before.
Why?
Ronnie, you saw it?
Is that more for embarrassment or?
Yeah.
No. No, he's going to jerk off. That is straight up. Look at his hands.
And
it's busted.
And
then, this is my other one. This is another one. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you
an abomination.
I mean, hold on. I could always do... Oh, God.
Don't, you know what? Do it. Embrace the evil.
You big dummy.
By the way,
oh, it's the big one.
Hold on. Rest in peace, Norman Lear. 101 died today. That's why I did the facts of life joke. Christian, I wanted to do Sanford and Son when you were coming on.
Well, I think he would have slapped you for that.
Yeah, I
wouldn't. He would have laughed at it. Then
I wouldn't have slapped you. I would have shot you.
Don't forget, Ronnie, he's in Jersey now. He's not far.
Dummy. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, hold on. We have the devil on the line. Hello, devil.
Yes. And I was told to tell you guys, thank you so much for bringing him up. He really appreciates it. He said thank
you. Okay. And?
And why the fuck are... Why are you showing off my abomination?
You're an abomination. Listen, blame the zombie master. He's the one that only likes the things that are not alive.
Hey.
Yeah. Why are you showcasing this? The abomination is Brock Lesnar's daughter.
We all needed to wake up. Now haunt your dreams.
Yes.
So will that guy. For he who will not be named.
God, I have questions for you.
No.
Oh, my God. Why'd you bring her up? For crying out loud.
Shut up.
Oh, hi there, Satan.
Shut up.
Where's Saddam?
I'm right here.
The family reunion.
I want to know why every time I get brought up on your show, it's John showing some weird abomination that I put on Earth. Are you jerking off to these things?
No, I don't have any pictures of you up.
Ooh, I got dark quick. knowing now that the zombie master jerks off pictures of me, I'm out of here.
See, that's how you get rid of that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Before we get interrupted by someone in a town that we know of. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I'm not. No, we're not summoning someone yet.
You almost summoned him earlier.
Yeah, I almost summoned him earlier, but we're not going to go out to the sphere because they have a bye this week. No, they don't. Fuck.
Yeah. So.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
So we all.
All right, let's keep
Who's
going.
Next?
Sunday Night Football. We're going out of order right now. The Philadelphia Eagles take on the Dallas Cowgirls.
Boy, two teams I hate with a passion.
I'm taking Dallas.
You're taking Dallas. Christian, You are previewing it, I believe you said.
Yeah. I am.
Yes, what's your keys to the game?
Well, I want to see how Philly bounces back, because that was the worst they looked all year long. But then again, they've been teeter-tottering with turning it on and turning it off, and San Francisco just punched them in the mouth. If the 49ers can punch them in the mouth, what makes you think Dallas can't? Dallas, you know, they're playing well right now. They're rolling. They're getting the best play that I've ever seen from Dak Prescott. Dak is a legit MVP candidate this year. This is going to be a fun one. You know, this is the best rivalry in the National Football League. You know, can Dallas run the football? I think that's what's going to be key. You know, who can put pressure on the other team's quarterback consistently? I previewed this one on Friday. Be on the lookout.
Yeah, so will the Cowboys Sunday Night Football, they win this, they're in the driver's seat for the one seed.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line in this one.
Yeah, actually, would they lost? No, they lost to San Francisco. They would be in the driver's seat for the two seed, right?
For the two seed, yeah, because San Fran owns that head-to-head tiebreaker.
Yeah. But they would be in the lead for a home game, which, God, that you really do not want to be going into Philly for home games this year at all during the winter. I really do believe that we're going to get a Dallas. I think Dallas is going to come back and push through. Give me the Cowboys. Rye, you were echoing a little.
Oh, that
yeah.
Better?
Yeah, better. All right, we'll get John's pick when he gets back. But, all right, next, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's a 1.5-point favorite.
I'm taking Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta, too. Don, you back? Yeah, it's not. All right. Oh, boy. Talk about a snooze fest here. The Detroit Lions take on the Chicago Bears. Detroit's a 3.5-point favorite.
I'm actually going with the upset here. I'm taking the Bears. Just haven't liked what I've seen from the Lions the last couple of weeks. Now, you know what? Scratch it. I'm going with the Lions.
You're going for a tie. Detroit, even though they look good, I mean, Goff is still – they still have that defense.
Yeah.
I'm taking Detroit also. All right. The Indianapolis Colts are a 1-point favorite against the Cincinnati Bengals. Obviously, it's Minshew versus another backup.
Give me a
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Before we move on, John, Dallas, Philly.
Cowgirls.
Atlanta, Tampa.
Well, what are the odds? What's the line or whatever?
Atlanta is pretty much a pick 'em.
I'll take Atlanta. Fuck it.
All right, and Detroit versus Chicago.
Detroit.
Okay, now we're on Indy versus Cincinnati. Indy's a 1-point favorite. Pretty much a pick 'em. Ryan, you got Indy, you said?
Yeah, I'm taking Indy.
Yeah, I'll take Indy, too.
This is a pick 'em, if I ever saw one, because this can go and any direction possible. I look at Indy. I like the way they're playing right now. I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. Cincy, that's a big win for them. I'm going to take the Colts because I want to see if Jake Browning can do it again.
Jake and the Colts?
Yeah, I'm taking Indy.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
It finally happened.
Did it go through?
Juan Soto is a Yankee.
Is it official now?
It's official.
And I just saw Greg Kimbrell is a Baltimore Oriole, too.
Here we go. Breaking news. Juan Soto is a Yankee. It is official.
That is going to be a frightening fucking lineup.
Now, the question is where does he hit? Second or...
What I was going to say. I put him at cleanup.
If they do keep Glass Carlo, dude, I would not want to be pitching to that lineup. Judge 2, Soto 3, Giancarlo 4.
No, I'm good on that.
Yeah, right?
That's scary. That's fucking frightening, man.
You keep those thoughts to yourself, sir.
With, oh, God, and then whoever they have at the fucking leadoff spot, which would probably be Volpe.
Didn't DJ used to hit leadoff, Christian?
Yeah, he did.
Why doesn't he hit leadoff anymore?
Because Aaron Boone's an idiot.
Okay, I get it.
All right, next game. The shitty Jaguars with the Cons hot dog money doing lines of coke on the bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I don't know how to be a quarterback, bring back Joe Flacco, Cleveland Browns.
Shit, give me the Browns.
Browns.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns.
I'm still going to go Jacksonville. I take Jacksonville.
After how I saw them, now their backup quarterback gets a week to prepare. Yeah, give me Jacksonville. Flacco is still fucking playing. Give me a fucking break. Flacco looked really good against the other last week, realize. All right. Speaking of teams that can shit the bed, the Carolina Panthers is a 5-point dog against the New Orleans Saints. Both teams looking to fucking pill themselves up.
Give me New Orleans.
I think Winston might be starting this game. All right. Oh boy, here we go. The Houston Texans take on the New York Jets with starting quarterback the Cougar himself, Zach Wilson. The Cougar Hunter himself, Zach Wilson. Houston is a 3.5-point favorite. The spread actually went down.
Yeah. I'll take Houston.
Give me Houston.
Houston, yeah. For sure.
Houston.
John?
Do I even have to say it?
I mean, it'd be nice.
It'd be nice to have it on record.
Fuck the Jets.
Yeah, Houston. All right. Oh, I know Ryan can say fuck this team now. The LA Rams are a 7-point dog against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep, give me Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I would love the Rams to win this game, but Baltimore's winning it.
Absolutely, Baltimore's winning.
Christian.
This is who?
Baltimore and LA.
I like the Ravens. Look, the Rams are playing a lot better than I think a lot of people expected. But I just think, you know, the Ravens, they're just a little bit more, they're stronger on both sides of the ball. I think this is going to be a long day at the office for the Rams offense. You know, for the Rams to win, Stafford must be close to perfect. He cannot turn the ball over because this is a very opportunistic Ravens defense.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, boy. Next game, 405, the Minnesota Vikings take on a team in a certain part of an area that is silver and black. Tickets are $200 at Allegiant Stadium. Minnesota's a 3-point favorite. There's a team called the...
You summoned him.
I No, I didn't. I never said Las Vegas. God fucking damn it.
Now you did, bitch.
If I be set to the show, you know I'm going to show up.
What do you want, Raider Dave?
I'll talk about the Raiders. I'm Raider fucking Dave.
Bullshit. You should be talking about your Vegas A's.
So sweet, Reese pierced my eyes. Vegas!
How's your fucking furniture from IKEA?
I rebuilt it. It's good. I mean, we had an off week, so.
Listen, I heard rumors that IKEA was making the stadium for the Vegas A's.
Yes, they are. Because whenever I'm there, I will tear it the fuck down.
No, because they're gonna raid the fucking stadium after they lose every game, so they can just rebuild it afterwards.
Yes, that's exactly why. Because I am Raiders.
The Vegas A's.
Vegas A's. So, what are you guys taking this week? Come on, you know who I'm taking.
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings.
Fuck you.
Christian, who are you taking?
Oh, I'm taking Minnesota. And Dave, you can kiss
me. Yes,
I'm going to make this a three-peat. Vikings.
Fuck you!
Ryan, I'm asking you, not Raider Dave, because I know who Raider Dave's taking. Who are you taking, Ryan?
I'm really having a hard time with this question because he's right there and he's staring at me.
Answer the question.
Man, don't let that burn.
Shut up, Christian. Fuck you. Dick with a butthole.
Listen, tell that virgin over there, to get back on his keyboard and go to his Twitter, RaiderDave-NPN.
_NPN. RaiderDave!
Yes, go follow Raider Dave on Twitter. That is a legit thing, too.
I'm sorry, but I'm taking the Vikings.
Fuck you, most of all!
Motherfucker, why are you bitching? You haven't paid for rent in months. You spent all your money on IKEA furniture.
All my money on IKEA furniture because the Raiders are infuriated.
Yeah?
But I'm a lifelong Raiders fan in the past 2 years.
What about your WNBA franchise? You at least have some titles there.
We have a WNBA franchise?
Yeah, the Aces.
Vegas!
The Vegas A's.
What?
They're literally the Vegas A's.
No, they're the Vegas A's. I Googled it.
Stop Googling yourself.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, you also have a hockey team that just won a title.
I know the Golden A's! I can't scream that one the right way. It doesn't come out right. It's like, Vegas A's!
Virgin Dave.
Fuck off, Ori. I'm out, bitches.
Oh, no there, darling. Get your ass back over here.
Oh, fuck.
I heard you're a virgin.
Yes. I thought so.
What the fuck did that say?
Oh, no, darling. I heard something else. Listen, just because you fuck somebody in the ass like you've been getting for the last 26 years doesn't mean you're a Boston virgin.
A what?
A Boston virgin. You heard me. Because after getting fucked in the ass for so long, it's kind of all the same.
Fucking membership at the Bunny Ranch, you say.
That doesn't mean shit.
It does!
Listen, darling. Just because you have a thing at the Bunny Ranch doesn't mean anyone's going to touch you. Just because you have a zipper, your zipper hanging out and a $100 bill hanging out of it, no one's touching you.
Listen to me. You listen to me. You listen to me, you crusty old cunt. They have to touch you because that's what you paid them for.
You called me a crusty...
That's a slander of Raider Day.
You called me a crusty cunt? Oh, that, how sweet of you. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever called me since my idol Sonny told me I was a sleazebag.
John is scared.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Raider Dave. I'll send you my A-Track porn when I get done with it.
A-Track porn.
Mix that with my Christmas album. It's kind of one and the same.
I don't
want to
be here anymore.
No. All right, then you got to make your pick. Who are you picking, Raider Dave?
Raider Dave!
All right, there, darling. You can come and call me later.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have Satan call me.
Fair enough.
I'll send you. I need. I'll have Ryan give me that address so I can send you the 8-track tape. I don't know.
That was the sound of your 8-track tape.
No. You got to get it right. It doesn't. You got to remember. It doesn't rip. It bleeds through.
Oh, God.
How about it? Fuck you guys.
All right, bye, Raider Dave. I'll call you later. God damn it, Juana. Why the fuck are you doing that? What, darling? I told you. Raider Dave loves me. And then I find out he's a virgin. He's perfect for me. Get the fuck back in your cage before I fucking have you thrown in there for 17 and a half years. Darling, I'm going. I don't need to be locked up for 17 and a half years. Even on good behavior, I'll be out in 13.
I bet you Dave's hand has calluses.
Hey, yeah, that's right, because he's working it so hard.
Didn't he say take your ass to the cage?
Hey, I'm going, but you made that comment. I got to just make sure I get my last
one. Well, no, it's not calluses. It's carpal tunnel.
Raider Dave is not a quiet masturbator.
Raider Dave has been found on Omegle many of times, and I found his numbers too.
Raider Dave is just Andy Milonakis reincarnated.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where'd you dig that name up?
Oh, yeah, but you can find me with my 8-track porn on the Spice Channel.
Channel.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. I should have a Twitter. I should have a Twitter up soon. Bye, darlings. Oh yeah, by the way, my pick of the week is gonna be the Minnesota Vikings -3. Because God forbid anyone else sends me dick pics like the Minnesota Vikings, I have to pick them. All right, bye. Get the fuck in your cage, you dirty old bitch.
Did she just admit that she picks the winners of the teams by which players sent her dick pics?
Yeah, she did.
That's kind of gnarly.
Might have to be a segment on the show.
Oh, Lord. Can we move on to the next game? Because I am so disturbed right now.
I'm surprised his mother, her mother doesn't try to get in on that.
You know her mother's going to get in on this.
I'm
sick. You know her.
Wait, the A-Track porn? The A-Track porn? Hold on. The A-Track porn... The Christmas album, or the picks of the week?
From what I understand, Ivana Snatch recorded like phonograph porn
on the wax wheel. Yeah, Mary Had a Little Lamb. No shit.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, and Ivana Snatch ate.
bit. Anyway, the Seattle Seahawks take on the 49ers.
Oh, I'm taking the 49ers.
San Francisco's a 10.5-point favorite. Moving on.
Niners.
I like the 49ers. I think they're the best team in the National Football League.
And I agree with that. Give me the San Francisco 69ers. Bills and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite. Christian, you're previewing it. What do you got for us?
Well, when Buffalo last played, that was their best performance until it wasn't. They were running the ball. They were winning up front with the offensive line. Yeah, Josh threw that interception, but he was in control for most of that game. And defensively, they made the Eagles one-dimensional. But everything I just said, they did all of that in the first half. And what do I say? To be successful in football games, you got to handle your business for the entire 60 minutes. And what's the one thing that most people do when a football team struggles? Who do they point fingers at? The quarterback? Right? Yeah. But look, there have been so many instances and occasions where Josh Allen has taken the team down the field. He's put them in the end zone, and they have the lead. It's been the defense that's let him down. This has happened 3 separate times. It happened. It happened when they played New England. It happened when they played Denver a couple weeks ago on Monday night, and it happened when they played the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Josh got him down the field. He led them down the field, and then look. The defense ends up blowing it. But what version of Buffalo shows up? Because we haven't seen a complete effort from them maybe since week 4 against Miami. It's been just such a weird year for them. And then, look, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not really sold on Kansas City. Like, it's something about their offense that's just not doing it. And never in a million years did I think I'd be saying this. But Kansas City's offense let their defense down on Sunday. This will be the 6th time that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes meet. I preview it tomorrow. Be on the lookout.
Yep. All right. John, who are you taking?
This is who again?
Kansas City and Buffalo.
Patty Mahomes.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
See, if this was last year, I would take Buffalo, but now KC is a better team this year. All right. Final Sunday game. The Broncos take on the Chargers. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite.
Chargers.
Brian.
Who is it?
LA Chargers versus the Denver Broncos.
Give me the Chargers.
There's going to be a legend in the building for this game. Antonio Gates gets his number retired by the Chargers on Sunday, right? And what's the saying? When you got a legend in the building, you can't lose. But they're going to. I like Denver. I think they bounce back.
Okay, I was going to ask if I was going to get left on an island with this one because I like Denver. Because I think Denver is the better team.
Yeah. And I think they bounce back.
Yeah, they have a better defense.
Exactly. And I think Denver is really going to run the football.
Also, Christian, let's not call it what it is. LA, the Chargers never have home field advantage.
No, they don't. It's pretty sad.
The Denver Broncos will be filling up that stadium. The stadium will be will be blue and orange.
Yeah, well.
Not powder blue. All right, let's go to Monday Night Football, where we got a double dip again. This first one's horrible. The Tennessee Titans take on the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are a 13-point favorite.
Give me the Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami.
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 Kind of easy to think. All right, final game of the week. The Green Bay Packers take on the New York Giants and Tony Cutlets. Good old DeVito is the starting quarterback. Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite. Fuck that. It's in East Rutherford. It's on Monday Night Football. Hey, what's the matter, you? Put on the fucking chicken cutlets and give me the fucking Giants.
Give me the Packers.
Packers.
Yeah, I'm with Ryan and Packers. I like the way they're playing right now.
Ryan, you're echoing.
We're coming to the tail end anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm just letting them know.
That's all right. That was my fault. That was my fault. I had my headphones up too loud. I got it.
I just think the Packers are playing better football right now. That defense is coming alive, and the Packers are actually really good in December.
All right. I think Barkley anytime touchdown is definitely the play to go.
I can see that.
Yep, and the Cardinals, and I can't say it this week because the Washington Redskins have a bye. Because fuck the Commanders, they're going to lose that lawsuit. Oh, all right. Last thing, and then we will close it out from a story that we had at the end of last week with the Kansas City Chiefs. And all you so-called reporters about the kid that was in blackface.
Oh, God. This again?
Oh, did you not hear what happened?
I really haven't paid any attention to this, but go ahead.
They are going to be... Deadspin tried to apologize because people... Deadspin is the company that put out the report that the kid was in blackface. Meanwhile, they tried to retract it. The people said, hell no. The parents said, hell no, we're taking this to court. So there's going to be a lawsuit right there.
Yep.
Little did we know afterwards, people said that it was appropriate.
Cultural appropriation.
Thank you. For him wearing a headdress and war paint. He's Native American, so is his grandfather and father. They're on the Tribunal Council for Native Americans in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
In Vegas. He's Native American, and he's wearing a headdress. How is that appropriating culture?
He appropriated his own culture, damn it.
Yeah. These so-called... reporters, these so-called influencers are starting to, how to describe it, put their foot in their mouth, and it might be the best thing that's going to happen. Because, Ryan, what did you tell me earlier?
Oh, this could be what stops cancel culture.
Christian, what's your thoughts on this? Now that the new news have come out,
it'll get people talking if they already haven't done it already.
I wonder what this if they do actually go into lawsuit form, which it looks like they will. What does that mean?
Right.
Because people are now saying that they should allegedly not go after just Deadspin, but they should be going after these so-called influencers calling for this kid's, for this child, ruining this child's life. Like, I don't know.
All right, you ready to bring this into the station?
Yeah. That's an interesting bit of news right there. In the world of rap, apparently, or reggaeton, Danny Yankee is officially retired.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Apparently, he's going to devote his life to Christianity.
Yeah, okay.
This is coming from the Daily Loud.
Yeah, okay.
This just broke breaking news. Eduardo Rodriguez has signed a contract. The pitcher.
Where?
The
four-year contract worth $80 million to the Diamondbacks. Just broke less than a minute ago.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's pull her in.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. With that being said, if you like what you heard, please follow us on social media under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at FNRonnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At DailyBliss_61.
At StuntcockSTL.
Raider Dan can be followed at
_NDN.
What was that?
At Raider Dave _NDN.
There we go. Oh, and
I just have to do it.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, please join us back here next week, as well as probably tomorrow. I might be doing a solo show tomorrow. Join us on Spotify every Sunday as we drop another episode of Monday Evening Quarterback, or Monday, sorry. Drop it on Monday.
Yeah.
Because
good job.
Yeah, I know. It's late. I'm tired. Fuck off. Don't make me get Joanna, Raider Dave.
I want to say it, Ronnie.
Don't make me get her. Don't make me get her.
I'm going.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you did not like what you heard,
go fuck yourself.
Tell your enemies. But until then, always tell them to, one, Bobby Bonilla is always getting paid. And two, if you don't believe it, well, hell, that's just the fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.